What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 49 of this audio boo. I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland. Here, really, really tired. Really fucking tired. Today I felt like I've been sedated all day and just been angry. And no real reason to be angry, just not in a pleasant disposition. Of course, are dispositions ever good? Like, are people ever in joyful dispositions? I don't know. I just know what the word disposition means. Or maybe I don't. No, I do. I don't know. God, I'm too tired. I don't even know. I'm driving home, and actually, I delayed going home for a little bit because I was afraid that I'd fall asleep at the wheel, and I just decided to leave anyway. And here I am, leaving. Hooray. I ain't got much to talk about, but on Saturday I had the rock band party I was telling you guys about at my house, and that was a good time. I actually didn't get to play all that much rock band. I spent most of the time being more of a host and fraternizing more than playing, which is unfortunate because I really, really did want to play. There are like three different crowds of people, and it's like when one left, one stopped playing, another would play, and then they stopped, another would play, and that's not how I wanted it to be. I think it's because eventually some people went upstairs to drink for a bit, which is fine, and they didn't come back downstairs, and I didn't either for whatever reason. I don't know. Anyway, so it's a good time. It's just I'm upset I didn't get to play more than I did. I haven't cleaned my instruments yet. I don't know if I ever told you this, but I'm kind of a germaphobe, kind of. Not like, you know, by definition, because those guys are fucking stupid, but I need to wipe everything down with, like, Clorox wipes or Latex, whatever those fucking wipes are, the wipey wipes, whatever, I don't give a fuck. So I need to baby wipe the guitars, the drums, the two chairs that I had downstairs, the drumsticks, the USB hub, especially the microphones and the mic stand, the Xbox controller, all that stuff. I need to get it all alcoholized because I don't like people touching my shit. I also Clorox wipe all the light switches and doorknobs and faucet handles. What are those called? The things on that turn the hot and cold water on, and also the toilet flusher, the flushy button thing. I wipe all those down because I don't like other people's shit. Literal and figurative, in my area. So that's why I haven't done that. I put that off yesterday because I was feeling kind of nauseous, not like hungover because I don't get hangovers, but they didn't feel right. I felt kind of like when you're sick and you're hungry but you can't eat. You know, I was in that kind of weird range, and I felt that way all the way through the Packers-Bears game, which went exactly how it should have went, which is the Bears losing, because they, even though they're, what, an 11-5 team or whatever they were, they're the worst 11-5 team you'll ever see ever. They're not good. They're not a good team. They've got a few good people on there, but they're not a good team. I don't care. Sorry, the Bears fans, but get a better team next year. Did that, but actually, partway through the game, I started eating some potato chips, and I was feeling better, so after that, I was okay, just in time to be pissed but not surprised about the Steelers beating the Jets. So hopefully the Packers will beat the Jets. They're favorited right now by 3 points, the Packers are, but we'll see how that goes. I don't know. I think the Steelers might win that. I'm not going to be happy about it. I think it's about time for another fucking team to win, and it's not even just because I don't like the Steelers. It's because I don't like seeing winners keep winning. You know, it's not fair for me to say losers should get a chance to win, or everybody should get a chance to win, because then nobody's a winner if everybody gets a chance to win. But I don't know. I just don't like seeing winners keep winning. It seems almost unfair. And actually, in the case of like the NFL, they really should mix up, in my opinion, they should mix up divisions and conferences. Like, let's take the AFC, I don't care if you don't understand this shit, you can suck a dick. The AFC North, for instance, that's the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, and the Cincinnati Bengals. who are constantly in the top two? Who are constantly the two best teams of those four? Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens, period. That is not debatable. That is statistical fact. They're better. And, you know, it sucks for the Browns and Bengals fans, except for last year. The Bengals were great last year, but they can... They're not good. They're just not good. Carson Palmer looks like he wants to just cut his wrists every time I see him. He just looks like he's just a beaten, terrible, sad man that his wife beats him. He just looks like a sad guy. He actually asked for a trade, and they declined it. They said, no, we will not trade you away because we can't get a better quarterback, which is not true. A lot of quarterbacks are better than him. A lot. And if any commentator ever brings up ever again about him being an elite quarterback, I hope they just swallow a fucking bag of dicks because they're retarded. He's not that good at all. When you have divisions like that where the top two teams are always those two teams, you need to switch it up. You need to put the Browns, for instance, into a division where they can actually do something. Like, I don't know, the Colts. They're a big fish in a little pond. They're, you know, playing the Texans. Exactly. Who the fuck are the Texans and the Titans? Who the fuck are the Titans? Jacksonville. They're terrible, too. You know, they should have been in the playoffs, but they lost. They earned every loss that they got at the end of the season. So, good. I'm glad they're out. Just like the Ravens. Like I said, I'm a fan. But you know what? They earned that loss. They earned that loss to Pittsburgh. So I'm glad they're not in the Super Bowl, because if you're playing like a bitch, you don't deserve to be a winner. You don't. The Steelers play like winners, so, you know, they deserve to be in there. I don't want them to win, but they deserve to be in there. And that's the whole fucking point of being somebody who's not a fucking person who bets with their goddamn heart. You gotta think about shit. So anyway, mix up the divisions, make them better. You know, every like 10 years or 15 years, swap them up a bit. It'd be kind of interesting, because then at that point, you'd have new rivalries, and you'd also see teams that never play each other actually play each other. You never see the Packers play the Steelers, and they're two great teams. Well, yeah, they're two great teams. And sometimes you only get to see that shit in the Super Bowl. And just the chances of that combination coming up, the combination that you want to see coming up, very rare. Very, very fucking rare. Like, you know, it would have been cool to see the Pats-Eagles, but... You know, that did not work out. And the Jets gave away a win to the Steelers. The Steelers should not... Really, I don't know if they should be in the Super Bowl. They fucking were given a free pass into the Super Bowl by the Jets. The Jets should have lost to Indianapolis, who is an exponentially better team than them. That's why you hear about Indianapolis and not the Jets. They should have lost to the Pats as well. And that's it. The AFC Championship should have been... If the Ravens had not fucking just pretended, just like stopped playing. They stopped playing when it was halftime. They're like, we won, and then they stopped playing for whatever reason. I don't know what they did. If they had continued to play the way they played, it would have been Ravens-Jets, which it should not have been. It should have been Ravens-Pats in the AFC Divisional, or Conference. And nobody knows how that would have went. They're both great teams. It really should be, if anything, the Pats and Steelers should have went up against each other, and then the Steelers should have beaten then the Pats should have beaten the Steelers and been in the Super Bowl. But you know what? That's, everybody gets lucky. The Jets, everybody gets lucky. Just like the Seahawks. They were a 7-9 team. They made it to the playoffs. They should not have made it to the playoffs. They should not have beaten the fucking New Orleans Saints. I'm not saying New Orleans Saints are a fantastic team or anything, but they're good. They have one of the best quarterbacks ever. But that's not to say that, you know, everybody doesn't win once, you know. In their case, they won twice, which is retarded. The two teams they played, I don't know, just put up bad games. Everybody gets lucky. It happens. And then they beat these two teams, and then they went up against another team who's actually not as good as those other two teams and lost to them. Gave them a free pass. This is what happens. Steelers should not be in the Super Bowl is how I feel about it. But as it is, when they went against the Jets, they definitely were supposed to win that because the Jets suck. That's enough football talk. You guys don't fucking care. I really don't care that you don't care. Video game talk. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 comes out in like 2 weeks, February 16th or 15th, somewhere around there. And I was going to buy it at GameStop. It's the collector's edition is $70 everywhere. A collector's edition has like a metal case, I think, a comic book, a subscription to Marvel digital comics for a year for free, which is pretty cool. I don't know if I'll use it. A steel case, I think it is, an art book, and two downloadable characters. At least the GameStop one does. The GameStop one comes with two downloadable characters. Shuma Gorath, he's this one-eyed, like, octopus dude, and I think it's Jill from Resident Evil. Fine. For $70 if you pre-order it there. And some decals for your system, which I don't really give a fuck about. Everywhere else only has one character, which could be either Jill or Shuma Gorath. I have no idea. But I normally buy shit from Amazon, and it's the same price. I'm like, well, I really want that second character because I'm going to play it. Because Marvel vs. Capcom is a fantastic series. In fact, the whole Versus series of Capcom is just fantastic. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to get it at GameStop so I can get the second character. And I go to GameStop.com, and I check out the like little pre-order thing. It was like, pre-order bonuses, you get these things. And it's like, decals, fantastic. And two characters. So I was like, okay, well, two characters. And I keep reading, and it says, you know, they're exclusive, or at least the character pack is exclusive for 4 weeks. So, and I never read this on any other website, because people aren't obsessed with tracking video games like I do. Like, I don't do stocks or anything, but I track video games like they're stocks. Like, every day. Seriously, I check Amazon to see the price of Assassin's Creed 2 for Xbox. Because it's gone from full price, which is now $29.99, down to $13.62. And every day it fluctuates. It can go from a savings of 62% to 3%. Every day it changes. It's, you know, it's one day it's $13 something, one day it's $26 something, next day it's $24 something. I keep track of the shit, and not just Assassin's Creed 2, I'm just a fucking weird-ass person like that. That's just what I do, because I'm gonna get Assassin's Creed 2 eventually, so that's why I was doing that, but I've always done that. So anyway, I haven't seen any websites, Joystick, Kotaku, whatever, all those fucking fanboy sites, point out that, hey, GameStop has, the thing has, two characters, but it's only for 4 weeks. So, scoop. I'm scooping because I'm fantastic. I'm fucking great. Here's your scoop. 4 weeks, Shuma Gorath or Jill Valentine will be available for download on your Xbox and PSN. So what I did was, I was like, well, shit. I'm not paying extra shipping and all that stuff. Even $70 at GameStop when I have Amazon cash. Dropping the $70 with my Amazon cash, which basically makes it free. And then later, I will buy, I'll buy the character with my Microsoft points, which I got like 300 more because they have this new reward system where if you buy Microsoft points, you get points. If you renew your membership, you get points and stuff like that. Just like free Microsoft points, period. And I got like 300 or 400 of them for free, which I'm sure will buy that character. So really, I'm getting it all for free, even though I've already, you know, it's all trade-ins, but it's credit, so it's free. Whatever, shut your fucking ass. Ass, I meant mouth. Not ass to mouth. ATM. Terrible porn. Yeah, I'm getting gas right now because I am low. I've been on fumes pretty much since I got out of work, and I made it to the gas station. That's really all I got. I'm fucking tired, and I don't really want to talk to you people, so I can't even say words anymore. Twitter.com/TwiggyBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwiggyBeyond, TwiggyBeyond@gmail.com. Fuck you.